Welcome back. Barry Lenehan here with you tonight. And a reminder of our panel, Louise Byrne of the Irish Mirror, Fine Gael's Tim Lombard, Sinn Féin's Louise O'Reilly, and independent TD for Waterford, Matt Shanahan. Now, first, there was what the opposition decried, the Gucci shed, which apparently doesn't even protect a modest number of bicycles from the elements, despite its €336,000 cost. But jaws dropped earlier again at the Oireachtas Finance Committee when details emerged of the €1.4 million security hut at government buildings, complete with a sweeping bronze finish. Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he says he's shocked, he wants an urgent review, but where will accountability really lie? Right, Louise Byrne, let's take them in turn. The shed first. What more do we know?
The shed first. Well, actually, to start this conversation with the shed, one of my colleagues had parked their bike in the shed today on this very wet Dublin day and went back to their bike earlier to find it soaking wet. So we'll just start with that point before we go into the committee.
So the bike wasn't protected at all?
The bike was not protected at all in this €335,000.
Hope he's not training for the yellow jersey at the Tour de France, but anyway.
Hopefully not. But what we did have today was the OPW in at the Finance Committee, and in advance of that meeting, they published a report that they had conducted into this shed. And this was written by John Conlon, who is the chair of the OPW. And what he was saying was that this project, he said, there wasn't proper processes in place, that, you know, he kind of, and he said this in the committee as well, he wouldn't go quite as far as saying it was a waste of taxpayers' money, but he was saying it was very expensive. I think the part that caught everyone's attention in this bike shed report was the fact that in 3 years ago, in 2021, there was a suggestion to put this bike shed somewhere else by the members' restaurant in Leinster House, and that would have been more cost effective, it would have been out of sight, and the House of the Oireachtas Commission said no, they didn't want it there, so it was decided to put it on Leinster Lawn beside the National Gallery, which John Conlon described earlier as probably the most expensive place that you could have constructed it. And I think what was really interesting in that report, because it all comes back to accountability again, there's been quite a few calls this week for accountability on certain different things, but there have been calls for accountability on this. And I think some members of the Finance Committee were quite peeved that, you know, there wasn't really, not anyone blamed, because it's not about blaming people, but that there, it wasn't kind of, you know, put in it explicitly exactly how this came to pass, exactly why there was no alarm bell sounded, and why this €335,000 bike shed that we now know was not waterproof was allowed to be constructed.
And I think, yeah, the committee chair John McGuinness was quite strident towards his witnesses at one stage, because there was no sense of finality over how it all came about. But you have the shed, you also have the hut. What's this?
Yeah, it reminded all of us of, you know, the RTE committee hearings, when it was just revelation after revelation that you weren't expecting. But Stephen Matthews of the Green Party, he asked about this, what he described as a very attractive structure, a security hut that had been constructed just beside the Department of Finance. It's nearly opposite the Merrion Hotel. And he asked how much it cost. Was it an OPW project? And John Conlon said, yes, it was an OPW project, and the total cost is €1.4 million. And I think if you watch the video clip back, it's actually quite funny, because I think Stephen Matthews wasn't quite expecting the answer that he got. He looked like he was in a state of shock. But what John Conlon was saying is that it was quite a lot of work required. This was requested by the Garda Síochána after a review of security, that quite a lot of work was needed. It needed communications work. It needed a temporary structure put up when this was being built. So there was kind of quite a list of things that had to go into it. But I mean, I think, you know, when you speak about the Children's Hospital, when you speak about the bike shed, this is just another thing that taxpayers' money has been spent on, and I think it's another thing that's going to cause an awful lot of anger.
And what has been the political reaction so far?
Yeah, it hasn't gone down necessarily that well, and I think it was quite amusing throughout the course of the afternoon seeing both government and opposition TDs going to this security hut and taking videos with it. So I think across the board there is great anger. As you said, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he is at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, and he was asked about it and he said he was shocked at the price. He thinks it's ridiculous. There was no need for such an excessive amount of money to be spent on something like this, and he has requested a review into this. So another review, will we learn anything from it, is anyone's guess.
Don't think they would have thought going to the UN, Messrs Harris and Martin, they'd be asked about a hut in Leinster House. But nevertheless, Louise O'Reilly, you were at this hearing earlier on when this revelation came about. Well, what did you make of it?
It's jaw-dropping. absolutely jaw-dropping on the watch of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We have a 1.5 million security hut. Now, I cannot for the life of me reconcile that figure with the structure that is in Leinster
John
House.
John Condon did say, given the, quote, hidden work carried out related to security and communications, that he didn't believe the cost of the hut to be excessive.
Yeah, I'm not sure I 100% agree with him on that now, to be totally honest. And I'm also not sure that the people who are paying for it, you know, the people maybe are working a night shift tonight, maybe you're listening to this. I doubt if those people believe that it represents good value for money. I think, you know, some of the issues here around oversight and accountability are incredibly important. I mean, we learned today that a person at the grade of principal officer, which middle and sort of grade, can sign off on any project with no oversight up to €500,000. Now, Mr. Conlon said he had reduced that himself. He reduced it yesterday, when the story broke. And he said, but anyway, he's reduced it down to 200,000. So effectively, the same person that signed the cheque for the bike shed could also sign a cheque for a similar or equally as useless a structure for €199,000 without any oversight. But I think what we really need to look at within all of this is the framework agreement, the measured terms maintenance contract, which is worth, I think, somewhere between €42 and €45 million. That contract was given to one company. I can say the name of the company because we said it at the committee today. That company is Sensori. And they seem to have a huge amount of authority. Again, you know, this is where the state has to engage with a private company. It seems like the state rolls over every time. And
I think it was said that there are two companies that they pick from and that everything
No,
went
no, there's
through.
Not. There's one for they the south through. Side, Barry, and there's one for the north side. So the one for the south side is the one that does the work in the around the Oireachtas and the houses of the Oireachtas. But we had absolutely no clarity today why OPW staff, who we regularly see in and around the houses of the Oireachtas, cannot be brought in to do some of the work, like, you know, maintenance work, ground clear and stuff like
questions.
That. As part of that, but there's no attempt made to maximise the resources that exist there already. And when I asked that question, I was met with blank faces. And I do think, you know, we need to hear, like, there, I would struggle to see how 1.5 million on that structure would be justifiable.
Tim Lombard, what do you think?
First of all, I never knew the structure was there, so I had to go and look at it myself. 1.4 million. I've no idea where it's, well, it looks like an enormous amount of money. The only thing that I would look at is one of these statements, which was basically the security stuff that's involved. So, like, this isn't a job for politicians to work out the costings of this. We need to have some professional help to actually work out, was this good value or not? Because we actually don't even know what's in it. We don't even know what's the actual equipment.
You backed that call for a review from
Thornish to
Michael Martin.
And that review also has to involve having, obviously, outside interests who can actually cost what was actually done here. Because we need to have that information. And I also, and we all know this, like, Leinster House has become an unusual place in the last few years. We've seen riots, we've seen everything else happen there. So it's unfortunate that maybe, you know, this was a cost that's after happening off the back of those events. But we need to know what's in it. Or sorry, we need to know what's in it, whether it was appropriately costed or not. I personally don't know. Do we need to know the detail of the security stuff that's put into it?
There are still many questions tonight, as Louise O'Reilly outlined. And are some of those questions for your colleague, Patrick O'Donovan, who was the minister at the Department for the OPW when these elements were built, the shed and the hut?
Not particularly, I think. If you can't have accountability up to the minister for every project the OPW is actually doing, he'd be actually looking at every document for the next 50 years because they're involved in so many things, from flooding all the way through to these buildings. There is accountability at the officer level that needs to be looked at. That's been reduced, and I think that's very welcomed. But I know we need to see about the security element. And I have no idea.
€4 million hut, you don't think that would come across his desk?
I'll be very clear. I'm not sure it's in it. I'm not sure what they want it. I'm not sure the costings of it. So until we have that information, I'm really talking in the dark, because I have no idea, and maybe you do, I don't, have the actual equipment that's put in there, and I have no idea at all of the actual costings of it.
Matt Shanahan.
Look, again, unfortunately, I mean, if people listening to us tonight must at this stage be pulling out their hair, if you're somebody who's struggling to buy a bottle of milk or a loaf of bread and you're listening to about this profligate waste of taxpayers' money, it's absolutely appalling. And we need to grow up here and stop faffing around on these things. The idea, for instance, as whatever the OPW man said about, and I saw something in the paper the other day about the bike shed, it's a sensitive fabric of the wall and all of this.
44,000 euro on granite.
Yeah, all of this. This is nonsense. I could bring you in tomorrow 10 fabricators and all of them would give you a price to put that shed in, and with all the sensitivity and with all the design, for under 30,000 euro. And the problem that we're not getting to understand is here is, how have we got a process that allows a system to go along where we end up, there's no value for money quotient obviously built in here, where we arrive at a point in time where somebody says, how much? 335,000. Yeah, go ahead and do it.
I think John Conlon actually said, the chair of the OPW said at the finance committee today that they have built bike shelters and bike racks before and they cost between 40,000 and 50,000 euro in government buildings and in Farmley. And I mean, I can't think of the ones in Farmley off the top of my head, but I see the government building ones most days. And yes, they're not as extravagant as the Leinster House bike shed, but they look like they do the job. And you would question why these 50,000 euro structures couldn't have been put in Leinster House as well.
All respect, Louise, I worked in this area years ago. I can tell you that they're not worth 30,000, any of them. And I couldn't tell you what's in the 1.4 million security shed, but I can guarantee you again, you could get a great number of people to come along and contract that probably for maybe a fourth or a fifth of its value. So the question, as I said, is how are we getting to here? We have a dysfunctional procurement system. We have a civil service who have preferred lists. You cannot get on the list to quote for this work, and that is a large part of the problem. And this is all down to oversight. We don't have it. And we also have people completely divorced from normal people. People's lives. How
does it not also point, though, that whilst we have three elected representatives here before us, Mark McSharry has made the point of many times in this studio that it's the civil servants who run everything on Merrion Street.
And to be fair, that has been said. This was not at the decision of politicians. This is at civil service. But the civil service is the permanent government. And this is giving you now some insight as to what the attitude of the permanent government is when we have so many billions sloshing around. We don't need to worry what we spend on these things.
Louise O'Reilly.
The buck stops with the minister, you know. I mean, like, I sometimes you really wonder, you know, what goes on with this government. The overrun on the children's hospital, now apparently that's the contractor's fault again, hands off, but they'll stand around and commentate on it. 1.5 million on a security hut, but that's also someone else's fault as well.
Patrick O'Donovan to News Talk on the 4th of September said, ministers don't sign off on expenditure within the OPW no more than they do within other government departments. It's a matter for the accounting officer, a relevant accounting officer. And the first I became aware of the shed was when I read it in the paper.
OK, so you'd have to ask yourself then, you know, what's the point of that particular minister? You know, if he doesn't have an oversight role, he doesn't have a leadership role. You know, some days it really it strikes me, Barry, that if it wasn't for incompetence, there'd be no competence at all with this government. But I think, you know, people are incredibly angry about this. They see the kids with scoliosis. They see that they cannot get their treatment. They see those children in pain, as we saw today in the AV room in the Dáil. And then they also see this profligate waste
Lombard,
of money, and it makes people incredibly angry.
Look, I think we all know there's a review required. We all know we need to get answers to what actually happened here. The security hut is slightly different than the bike shed. The bike shed was absolutely bizarre. I looked at the figures, looked at the costings. There's no logical way this should have happened. The oversight wasn't there from the OPW. The OPW now have changed the actual brief regarding what the sign-off level is. But it's not right that you have a scenario
would
that we
have. Do you understand why the public, no matter who is in government, might be sceptical of how the next government might spend the money from the Apple tax, for instance?
Well, it's not about spending money from the Apple tax, it's about trying to get accountability. And we need to have the review about how this actual security what happened and how
will we get accountability?
Out.
Will we have a censure? Will we have somebody suspended? Will we have somebody asked to leave their job? Will somebody be demoted? That's what accountability is in normal business. It doesn't happen in the civil service, and it won't happen in this case either. The wagons will be circled.
Well, will the wagons circle around that hut right now? There, one last message here. I worked for an architect who did projects for the OPW. There were three layers of management, so this is going to be a Pandora's box. My